Welcome back to Shadow Scores. Part confessional, part laboratory, part interplay of sound and silence, shadow and light. I'm SRNMC, composer, scientist, lifelong scribbler of staff lines. Each episode, I take you behind the score, into the how, the why, analyzing the constraints, the engineering, the hidden scaffolding that make a piece feel inevitable. Tonight, we're stepping into my newest release, Shadow Intervals, 6 movements for string quartet. This album is an expansion of the same world as Shadow Etudes, but the moment you switch from piano to strings, everything changes. Shadow Intervals came from the same core brief as my previous work, Shadow Etudes, where I was asked to write music that can support breathing patterns and mental states. Focus, calm, relax, unwind, balance, and energize. Commissioned by my friends over at the Pausing Point app. But I didn't want to just repeat the Etudes method. Shadow Etudes was built on a strict grid, solo piano, C major only, breath mapped in the bass line, and an almost mechanical clarity. Shadow Intervals asks a different question. What happens when the breath cue lives inside a group? 4 instruments means 4 places to hide the mechanism and 4 ways to reveal it. Because chamber music is not a solo act with extra people. It's a negotiation. This overarching Pausing Point collaboration started with what's most familiar to me. I grew up playing piano and violin. These are the instruments I know well enough to manipulate without thinking, the ones I can score for intuitively, while still building on an underlying system. So after Shadow Etudes, turning to strings felt inevitable. Not because they're more emotional, but because they are more continuous. The bow doesn't attack and leave, it stays. It drags sound across time. And that makes it perfect for breath-guided writing. Because the exhale is not so much a drop, more of a slope. And gentle slopes are where your nervous system can start trusting you. You might be asking, why intervals? Because the whole album is built on distance. Intervals in music, the distance between notes. Intervals in breath, the distance between inhales. Intervals in attention, the distance between one thought and the next. A quiet mind is not necessarily an empty mind. It's a mind with space between impacts. So Shadow Intervals is all about manufacturing that space on purpose, not with silence, but with structure. Each movement is titled quarter, Latin for string. Quarter 1 through 6, 6 movements, 6 breathing architectures. Let's begin at the beginning, with quarter 1. This piece was written for the focus breathing pattern. Inhale for 4, hold for 4, exhale for 4, hold for another 4. This is once again the simplest to write from a time signature point of view because it sits neatly in common time, 4-4. But with the strings involved, my mind did wander to a song I've played at many a wedding and special event, Pachelbel's Canon in D. Here's why it worked so well. Canon is an engine. It's a repeating ground pattern that allows the surface to change without the floor moving. And focus needs a solid base. For the focus pattern, I designed the breath cue as a pitch contour. The first four counts ascending, the next four hovering at the top, the following four descending, and the final four holding at the bottom. So the music itself is teaching your body where it is in the breath cycle, even if your mind wanders for a minute or two. I composed quarter one to work as a round with the violins and viola and the cello as the anchor. Canon energy, but repurposed. Not just nostalgia, also function. As with all of the pieces in shadow intervals, the cello ends up doing a lot of the heavy lifting as that lower register resonates throughout your body and gives your breath and attention something physical to latch onto. There's a specific challenge when writing music that's meant to be used for a specific purpose, such as breathwork. If you make it too interesting, it becomes attention-seeking. But if you make it too neutral, it can become invisible. And invisible music isn't always calming. It's just absent. So the problem is to keep the listener lightly held. Lightly engaged. In shadow intervals, to accomplish this, I used four main tools. Motion, making sure that the melodic lines moved in slow arcs, not sharp gestures. The blend of the music, ensuring that the harmony is wrapped around you like a warm blanket, with no clashing arguments. Repetition with variation. Enough return to anchor the breath, but enough change to prevent boredom. And I used major keys only. This album lives in neutral light. Minor keys have yet to enter the conversation. Shadow Etudes, on the other hand, was fully in C major as a philosophical constraint. Shadow Intervals is a bit broader, different keys, still major, still non-melodramatic. That matters for this type of breathwork, as emotional ambiguity can be safer than emotional intensity. Returning to the second piece in this album is quarter two, which follows the energized pattern. Inhale for four counts, then a quick exhale for two. Short cycles, quick return, brighter pacing. This is where I let the quartet change its contact with the string. At the beginning, you'll hear quite a bit of staccato. It mirrors that short exhale, abrupt exits, a clean cut. Not aggressive, just awake. Then, about halfway through the piece, comes the pizzicato. Pizzicato is like rhythmic caffeine for strings. Percussive without being loud, it wakes the texture up and makes the breath feel like it has edges. If the rest of the album is breath as a smooth ribbon, quarter two is breath as a spark. Same body, different voltage. The remaining movements are more flow-coded, but each one is still engineered around a specific breath shape. Quarter 3 was written for the calm breathing pattern. Inhale for 4, hold for 2, and exhale for 6. This piece was written to be all about coming down from big emotions, or processing them without getting swept back into them. So it's full of big swells, long bow arcs, and that feeling of breathing into the feeling instead of away from it. The violins harmonize with each other with consistent quaver patterns that rise, hover, and fall. There's space between the two violin lines, but the rhythm stays steady, like a supporting hand on your shoulder. And between those quaver arcs, I drop in full harmony stacks. All four instruments holding for full beat. Four notes rising, two notes holding, six notes falling. A calm pattern made visible. Quarter 4 followed the relaxed breathing pattern. Inhale for 4 and exhale for 6. This piece leaned more into sustained harmonies. Long, graceful notes, interweaving lines, and repeated stacked chords where the quartet becomes a single block of sound. Less motion than the previous pieces, more letting the sound do the work of relaxing your body. Quarter 5 was written for the balanced breathing pattern. Inhale for 5 and exhale for 5. Here I pushed the sustain idea even further. At the beginning, the violins and viola hold one long note for the inhale and one long note for the exhale. Two pillars, 10 beats of symmetry. Then gradually, I introduced more rhythmic interest, slight movements inside the frame, before eventually returning full circle to those sustained notes at the end. The cello stays anchored throughout, with an even rise and fall that works to keep the breath honest. And finally, we come to quarter six, following the unwind breathing pattern. Inhale for four, hold for seven, and exhale for eight. In this piece, I really wanted to highlight that long hold in between the inhale and exhale, because it's doing a lot of work for your nervous system. And because that hold is seven beats long, I wanted to let it have its moment. A slow ascent with those first four counts, a long sustained harmony stack that lasts the full seven beats, gradually decreasing in volume. And then finally, the long exhale arrives as an unwinding rhythm and melody. Strings can sound quite majestic when they hold and beautifully expressive when they start to move again. So I thought this was the perfect pattern to showcase that. This is the final piece that wraps up the album, and it also feels like the album is exhaling and unwinding itself. There is a reason behind why so many people reach for classical, chamber, and slow instrumental music when they need to study, work, sleep, or calm down. The first is that there's no lyrics. If you're doing language-heavy tasks, lyrics can often compete for the same channel in your brain, whereas strings or orchestral music doesn't. They can hold you without talking over you. Secondly, they often have predictable pacing, and particularly the way that I've composed these pieces, a lot of regulation that your body is doing is just predictable input. Your nervous system is constantly scanning for what's next, trying to predict what will happen. And when the next thing is consistent, the scanning of your system relaxes. And some of the science of breath patterns that was used to help compose these pieces is that slower, longer exhales tend to pull your whole nervous system into a more relaxed state, going away from fight and flight and into rest and digest. Whereas shorter cycles can bring you back to that more alert stage. And these movements were composed with that in mind. Quarter two doesn't just sound energetic, it exits quickly. And quarter six doesn't just sound slow, it holds long enough for your body to notice. So when people put on classical music to study, what they're often really doing is choosing a sound environment that stabilizes them. Shadow intervals naturally resides within this area because the quartet is kind of already a regulation machine. And shadow intervals perfectly lives within this intersection between classical familiarity and breath-forward musical design. Through the music of shadow intervals, you can turn those scientific breathwork cues from just counting and more feeling. That's why it's called intervals, because the space between events is where the breath happens. And now for some listening advice. If you want the full arc, listen in order, quarter one through six. If you want to use it for a specific breathing practice, choose the movement that matches your moment. Focus for structure, energize for ignition, calm and relax for downshifting, balance for steadiness, and unwind for the long exit. And if your mind wanders, good. The cello anchor is designed for that. So what's next? This is still a part of the same larger experiment that I'm embarking on this year, expanding texture and timbre while keeping the core question intact. How can music guide breath without becoming a product demo? How can it have such a specific function but still survive by itself as an art? Shadow Etudes was the solo instrument. Shadow Intervals is the first ensemble. The next releases will keep widening that frame and testing the limits further. Shadow Intervals, 6 Movements for String Quartet, is out now on all streaming platforms. If you listened, tell me which quarter struck a chord with you, the one that you kept returning to. And if you're listening to these releases as breathing tools and want more sessions built around the same ideas, check out the Pausing Point app. That's where the wider library lives. More guided music, more soundscapes, more small deliberate interruptions for a life that doesn't stop moving. Sometimes you don't need more time, you just need a better pause. Thanks for tuning in. I'm SRNMC, and this has been Shadow Scores.